Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Back the end of April for my vacation, I got to go to London, and I went with Russ Curlin, a guy from the parish, and we both started planning this back in like September of last year. And we zeroed in on London for different reasons. Russ wanted to go there because he is really a great photographer, and he loves cities to take pictures of, and more almost like modern architecture and industrial stuff. And I love history. So we put those two things together and decided to go. Now, part of that history when you go to a place like London is you recognize that things that we consider old are new things there. Like, we have a building that's 200 years old. You go there, and it's like, well, this has been rebuilt 200 years ago. And we went to a lot of these old English pubs. And the thing about these pubs is that they may be 400-500 years old. And you read the histories, and people like Charles Dickens and some of the old-time philosophers used to hang out in these places. And you can almost image in your mind a philosopher sitting there discussing in the smoky, dark environment with a pint in front of them and coming up with deep thoughts. Well, what we found out is that Russ and I, sitting at a table in one of these pubs with a pint in front of each one of us, we have some pretty deep thoughts too. And on one of those occasions, as we were thinking deeply, we talked about the fact that to be fully human, we need to be creative. And we all have different ways that that creativity is shown. For Russ, his language is photography. And he takes pictures of things that, as he's doing it, I'm like, what in the world is he taking a picture of that for? And then you see the final product. And he can see things that I can't see. He can see how the light bends and how the shadows affect things, and it's amazing. For me, it tends to be the spoken word, and I know many of you think you could do a better job of the spoken word. I understand that. But that's where I feel my creativity comes forth. For some, it's things like gardening. For some, it may be music. For others, painting or drawing or writing poetry, or even athletics. But all of those things allow us to go deeper into who we are and create something. Well, on this Trinity Sunday, rather than talk about the Trinity, which could get me in trouble because it's so complex, I want to talk about an aspect of God, and that is creativity. By God's very definition, God is generative and creative, bringing forth life, creating all that we know. And I truly believe, and we discussed it over those pints, that our creativity is a glimpse into God's presence in each one of us, because we're made in God's image and God's likeness. So it is our very nature to create. And if you haven't thought about that, I encourage you to do so. Figure out, because I think with a little bit of time, you're going to understand exactly what it is that you are creating in this world. And that makes you not only uniquely you, but also full of the presence of God. And to understand that and to discover that reality truly makes us who we are.